Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your emails. Reality Spirituality is a show that I like to say it talks about everyday life, down to the very, very smallest, just like waiting in line and now you're impatient because the cashier is so slow or somebody cut you off in traffic. Reality Spirituality is about everyday life and how to experience more happiness, aka I like to say peace of mind, peace in mind. It's really about the experience, about this life experiences and our choices in every moment. The more conscious you are, the more choices you will have. So it's really about you practicing, elevating or expanding or even just being more conscious. This is a one-on-one game, people. It's between you and the universe. Some people use the term universe. Some people say God. Some people say higher power, energy source. It doesn't really matter what your term is, but it is about you and that energy, in that energy that creates worlds. And quite frankly, you are that same energy. You are consciousness in a human body. But let me just back up just a little bit because I'm getting a lot of new listeners and a lot of questions. So let me just, before we get to the topic of resistance versus acceptance, and this resistance versus acceptance is really, really important. And it's an important behavior to practice daily because when you practice, listen, this being happy is like any other behavior. It is a skill. It is a tool. It is something that you practice. And what do you practice? What is it that you practice? Well, all of the behaviors, all of the things that are going to add to your happiness. And listeners, my dear audience, can you be happy? Can you really feel balanced? Can you really be at peace when you're resisting, what is happening? Let me give you a personal example, like I always do. My life is an open book. This, in August, I had to go to the emergency. I was in a lot of pain, a lot of abdominal pain. I didn't know what the heck was going on. And from that was in August. And from that, of course, the test, they couldn't find anything. I've been tested. I've been tested for everything. Trust me. And guess what? Guess what they're finding? Nothing. Even in August, I've lost almost 40 pounds. And the possibilities were endless, from pancreatic cancer to stomach cancer to irritable bowel, you know, all of this stuff was it could have been a possibility. And let me tell you, so when I first, it's very difficult for me when I'm in a physical discomfort, when I'm in pain or my body is attacking me, to really find balance. I don't know how about you. It's really difficult. In fact, I was on the phone with my son the other day, and he was having a back spasm. And right in the middle of that, it's very challenging to try to find a place of peace and try to find a peaceful place when you're in that moment. Oh, and let me just say this. If you'd like to speak with me live, please just press 1. You can call in and speak with me live. The number here is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. I have a few people in the queue. If you want to speak, just press the number 1 if you have a question or add to the show. Okay, back to the resisting. And this is the thing. Practice, I know I've been saying practice for years and years, but practice what that does. When you start practicing, and I'm going to talk about what to practice in a minute. When you do experience these ups and downs, roadblocks, hurdles, bumps in the road, whatever, challenge, whatever the heck you want to call it, whatever you want to label it. When you've been practicing, before you get to that, before you're in the middle of that storm, in the middle of the hurricane, you go into automatic behavior. It's just like riding a bike. I don't know about you, but I haven't been on a two-wheeler in a long time. But I know if I got back on a bike, I could ride it in a second. So the reason why I say practice daily is because then you'll get into this place when the things do happen, because life is all about, listen, I don't have control over what happens to me, but I definitely have control over how I react. I definitely have control over how I react and what my perception is to what is happening to me. So when my son called me and he was talking about his back spasms, he was right in the middle of the back spasm. First thing, I went into mom mode. I went into, oh, how am I going to make this better for my boy? And I snapped out of that pretty quickly, because that doesn't feel good. And the kid's 31 years old. So, that mommy thing, it's been played. Oh, it's over. It's a different type of relationship now. So, and it wasn't going to help him. The next thing I thought of, so I'm on the phone with my son. He says every time he breathes in, there's a pain. Now, I remember when I was younger, I had these heart pains. I remember every time I would take a deep breath, like the pain would just, there would be another stabbing pain. So he was going through all of that. And the only thing I could say was breathe. And then that's when he told me, Mom, when I breathe, when I take deep breaths, I get a stabbing pain. So, listen, we all are so unique. My son is going to have to go through his life, his hurdles, his lessons, ups and downs. He's going to have to go through all of that. And what I can do is be the example when those kind of things happen to me, be the example of how to. But in reality, each of us has specific and unique lessons or unique things to learn that are going to expand and add to our consciousness. Let me just talk about the World Trade Center. I love this analogy. And back in the late 90s, my Nathan and I, we went to New York just on vacation, and I remember we went all the way up to the tower, the one that had the big, I think there were two big antennas on the top. I don't know what was the South Tower or the North Tower, but anyway, it was out in the open. You could look out over the entire New York City. Now, from that height, I was looking down on the Brooklyn Bridge. I was looking down, and there were small planes that I could see beneath me. The picture that I could see, that the entire city, the entire, what is it, the five boroughs from the top of the World Trade Center. Now, where can I see? Now, if I'm at the bottom, if I'm on the first floor, if I'm in the lobby, and I'm in the lobby, if I'm on the first floor, the second floor, the fifth floor, the sixth floor, I'm not going to have that same vantage point. I'm not going to have that same view. So it's the same with consciousness. You know, I was reading just today, Deepak's a book. Let's see, it is the Book of Secrets, Unlocking the Hidden Dimensions of Your Life. Of course, this book is all torn up, like most of the books that I really go to, my foundation. And one in chapter, I don't know what chapter it is, but it says secret number 8. It says evil is not your enemy. That, and I'm getting off, but I want to share this. One of the things that he said, which is really true, is evil depends completely on your level of consciousness. Freedom depends on your level. This is me now talking. Freedom depends on your level of consciousness. All of it depends on your level. Let me give you a perfect example. One of my coworkers gave me a bottle of poopery. Not potpourri, poop, P-O-O-P, poopery. Very nice smell, quite frankly. It was citrus, and listen, I'm not gonna use poopery at home. Nah, I'm not going to do that. So what I did was I brought it to the office and I placed it in the women's bathroom. And I said, put a note on the bottle. And I said, I put a sticker on the bottle that said, courtesy spray. You know, just use whenever. Everybody's welcome. You use it or you don't use it. And I put it in the public bathroom on our floor. Now, the public bathroom probably has women, probably 40 of us on the same floor, you know, 30 to 40. And I told the lady that gave it to me, I said, I'm going to put it in the bathroom because, I mean, she gave it to me, and I'm letting her know what I'm doing. I'm going to put it in the bathroom for everybody to use. It's a community poopery spray. I thought that was pretty nice of me. And the first words out of her mouth was, somebody's going to steal it. Somebody's going to take it. Don't put it out. Somebody is going to take it. Somebody is going to steal it. Now, there is absolutely nothing wrong with her beliefs. There is nothing wrong with her comment. It's just where her conscious, it's just where she is. It's what she believes. It's her consciousness level. Because quite frankly, the thought doesn't even come into mind somebody's going to take something of mine. And if it does, and somebody does take something of mine, then whatever, they must have needed it. And I don't know. So it really hit home with where is your consciousness level? Where is your thermostat set on? Where is your temperature gauge? Are you more of a optimist? Are you more accepting? Are you more open? Are your arms out, open, accepting everyone? Or are you standing with your arms open, but you'll accept some people, but some people that have different beliefs than you, or some people that have different agendas than you, they're a little bit harder to accept, aren't they? And I'm speaking from my own my own experience. The people that are different than me, the way I think and the way what I believe, is it really harder to accept the other people, the people that don't? Let's do the political thing, because everybody knows that. Is it really, if you're a Democrat, is it really hard to accept Republicans? If you're a Republican, is it really hard to accept Democrats? See, when you accept people, when you practice acceptance, when you really practice it, the acceptance is for everyone. Not just the people that are more like you or think more like you or believe just like you or similar to you. I have my hand up in the air because trust me, this acceptance of everybody's belief, now I'm chilling up, was really, really challenging. I'm going to say hard, challenging for me, and it didn't come overnight. And when I say not overnight, I mean probably was brewing for a year, 2 years at least. And the reason why it was so important for me to get to a place of acceptance, and I'm not saying I have anything 100%, people. Don't think that I'm up here on telling you what I'm not practicing. Don't think that I have challenges also. But it's getting easier. Because that same person that said somebody's going to take it, somebody's going to steal that spray, don't put it out, that same person who I really, really like, I mean, as I look at people, and when I say whether they're compatible with me, I always look at their heart. And is their heart open? Not like mine, but are they open? Meaning, open. How do I explain that? Because this person that gave me the poop-a-roo spray, is nothing like me. In fact, is one of these people that believes in conspiracy theories, right? There's a conspiracy and what else? There's just so many things that there's nothing like me. And 5 years ago, I wouldn't have had anything in common with this person. I wouldn't even have talked to them because I had nothing in common. But when you really start practicing this behavior of accepting all of them, not to say that you have to have lunch with them, not to say that you have to invite them over to your house, but just accept. And the reason why we accept, the reason why we want to accept other people is because when you can't and you don't, that only means that you are not accepting of self. The only reason why you don't accept other people is because you can't accept self. So this accepting self, and you know, I've heard love yourself. Yeah, love yourself. What does that mean, love yourself? Accepting yourself for all of it. Not only the stuff that you think is just, wow, I'm great with this, but accept all the things that you think. See, this is the thing that you believe or you think you need to improve or you need to do better or you need to change. No, acceptance means accepting all. That is more than a notion. That is something that needs practice. I can only use myself as an example, and I can only tell you that there was a time in my life where if you told me you just got out of prison, you think I'd be going the other way. Prison? That must mean you did something really bad. No, I'm not accepting that because I'm a law-abiding citizen. I mean, this is how I used to think. And because I do work in a downtown area and I take the bus in and out from downtown Los Angeles, guess what? There have been people on the bus that not only have been in prison and done time, we actually go by county and the people have gotten off getting out of prison and get on the bus. So I'm saying it because no, I wasn't talking to prison. And trust me, there is no way I was going to have a discussion with a child molester. I mean, quite frankly, those people need to be buried and shot, right? It's not about acceptance is acceptance is what the universe teaches us all. Now, before this earth was formed, the earth was solid rock, meteor, hot, cold, water, flooded, dinosaurs, all of this. And I don't know about you, but I never look back and say, wow, something's wrong with the way the earth or the earth was formed. I mean, so violent. What I know is that things that happen in this world, in this life with people and their journey, I'll admit, my little brain doesn't really all the way wrap my head all the way around it, because I don't want to see anybody being hurt. I don't want to see anybody physically hurt. I don't want to see women beaten up or children. I don't want that. And that affects me. But when I stand on top, remember we talked earlier about the World Trade Center, when I'm standing on top of the World Trade Center, when I'm standing up high and I see a bigger picture of reasons of why. And speaking about the World Trade Center, I visited it many a times before and after. And I remember visiting it after and just being in tears because of the energy in that area. There's so much energy and there's so much, there's just a lot to feel when you're in that space, when the world, where the memorial of the World Trade for the World Trade Center, when you're in that space, there's a lot of energy to feel. It's overwhelming. But there's also a lot of beauty to be felt around that site also. And there's a lot of energy where people coming together for one cause. I remember when I went to visit the site after, where all I felt was love. That's all I felt from that place. That was only because I was at a different level of consciousness. I was at a higher level. And all of us have that gift. We all are conscious. And it's really about developing and strengthening or adding to or even becoming more conscious, more conscious, more aware. And when you practice, what happens is you start speaking less, you start talking less, and you just start listening. And then the judgments about what you're hearing, less, a little bit less, which means there's, in other words, when you're looking at somebody and you're really not judging them and you're just accepting them, then also the judgments about self, the judgments about you, you'll have less of those also. The acceptance versus the resistance. I spoke about the health, the challenge. And I have to say that when it first happened, I was resisting. And I'll say this, I was resisting because I don't want to have any kind of health issues. But see, it always comes back to, it's not my plan. Quite frankly, if it was my plan, there would be a lot of things different in this world. But it's not. And then when I get to a point where do I either trust the universe's plan or do I resist and struggle? Sorry, yell at you. Struggle with the plan of the universe. And when I say practice, it's practicing every day. every day. Listen, I can look and find something if I wanted to look and find something to notice that is just not, is not what I would, quote, prefer. But I've given up having any kind of preference, because having a preference for anything subtracts from your happiness, subtracts from your peace. When you have preference, just let's think about it. You prefer the summer to winter. So winter, well, let me speak for myself. I prefer winter to summer. And every summer I would, oh, God, it's so hot. I can't wait for winter to come here. It was just the whole resisting the whole weather. And what happened is when I was resisting, that resistance becomes a habit. A habit of resisting. Now, complaining about the summer weather. It's so hot. I can't wait till summer gets here. But what really hurt me, okay, was when the universe, this thing about preferences is really, really big. Having a favorite sports team, having a favorite basketball team or baseball team or a favorite football team, because even that kind of preference, even that preference, what happens when your team loses? Does your energy shift? Are you able to stay balanced? See, the preferences is really a key. It's pay attention to that. Pay attention. Well, I prefer this. I prefer that. Comes right back to acceptance. This resisting, I'm going to ask you, how do you feel when something happens in your life that you didn't plan for, you don't want, it's happening? I mean, what is your first reaction? Is your reaction, and just visualize this, I have my hand out and like a stop, like stay away. No, thank you. I don't want that, universe. Nope, nope, that's not part of my plan. No, thank you. And the longer you have that hand out in resisting, the longer you're going to feel, you know what I'm talking about, that feeling. Now, getting back to my son with the back spasms, one of the things that I said, it's going to sound crazy, it's going to sound wacky. One of the things I said was, his name is Nathan. I said, Nathan, I know it's painful. I said, have you asked the universe for more? Hold on a second. Ask the universe for more back pain? Ask the universe for more discomfort? My point is this. When I lost all of that weight and I didn't know what the heck was going on and I was resisting and I was struggling and I was fighting, I didn't want, why? And I was losing weight. Listen, when I'm talking about just by being a girl, I need to lose 10 more pounds. Never satisfied. You know what I discovered? Never satisfied with my, listen, I've been teaching, I'm an aerobic instructor for years, still not satisfied with my weight. Losing almost 40 pounds now that I'm skinny, still not satisfied with my weight. So what does that teach me? It's not about the weight, it's about my state, it's about my state of satisfaction. Am I satisfied in every moment, or am I dissatisfied in every moment? See, resistance is dissatisfaction. That's not a word. Resistance is being dissatisfied. Right? Are you with me? And acceptance is being satisfied. Now, when I say resistance and acceptance, The point is this: whatever is going to happen, my body is—it's going to run its course. It's going to run its course. It's going to have its particular time. Whatever is going on in your life, my son shares this story, and it's okay because he's told me this story. He actually had to do a night in jail. He's done, and he's talked about it on the air. It's really an interesting story. He had to do a night in jail, and being in jail, you're going to ask me for what? He had, hold on a second. You know, I'm going to let him tell the story, but trust me, it was something very, very minor. But he was in an area. Hold on a second. I'm going to have to cough this up. You know what? Just hold on just a second. I'm going to have some water. You want to listen to my coughing and drinking? It is reality, spirituality. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm back. So one of the things that one of our jokes is, not jokes, but he knew that he wasn't going to be in jail forever. Whatever kind of condition, whatever kind of circumstance, whatever kind of health issue, whatever kind of financial relationship, it's never going to not end. There's always going to be, in other words, there's always going to be something else. Moments do not stay the same forever. Moments change. There's always a shift. There's always a change in every moment. He wasn't going to be in jail forever. I wasn't going to have my health issues forever. And whatever everybody else is going through. And let me say this. Even if I did have a health issue and the doctor said, you know what, Rebecca, you're going to have this condition for the rest of your life. You're going to have stomach digestion issues for the rest of your life. You know what? It's still going to be my choice of whether I'm going to be happy, balanced, at peace about it, or not. It's a game of you against you. It's really about looking at yourself in the mirror and being honest with what you're attached to, where your temperature gauge is. Are you more of a pessimistic? Are you more of, do you look at everything, something's wrong, or do you look at the world and say everything's in order, or do you look at the world and say, oh, we got problems? That either one of those, you always have a choice. Where is your focus? Are you focused on what you can't do? Are you focused on what's wrong, or are you focused on what's right? Are you focusing on something that is going to be beneficial, not only to you, but the world around you? When you are impatient, pissed off, sad, worried, bothered, irritated, annoyed. Did I say angry? Yeah. Whatever that energy is, that's what you are contributing to the world. Now, I'm not giving you any guilt trip now, no guilt here, but know that whatever you are feeling, your vibration, that is what you're contributing to the world. It's really a curse and a blessing to want to be more conscious, to be more aware. And when I say more aware, I'm talking about more aware of self. More aware of self. One of the things that I've been teaching these happiness classes for over 2 years now. I'm going on my third year. And what happens with the class, every semester, there's four sessions in a year. Or is it four or five? One, two, three. Five sessions in every year. And in every class in the last 2 years, there have been people that have left the class after the first day. After signing up, they left the class. Probably after I gave them the mirror, because that's one of the things I do. The first class, I say, listen, I'm giving you the answer to all of your problems, all of your questions. This is your solution for the rest of your life, and I give them a mirror. So, listen, there are a lot of people that don't like looking at self, but that's where all your answers come from, and that's where all of your growth comes from. You are the one that is growing. You're the one that's responsible for either experiencing more peace or more unrest, and nothing has to change. I am still challenged little bit by little. One of the things about the stomach, and I was learning, is that cells that are not healed take a long time to heal, especially in the digestive area. It just takes a long time to heal. So it comes back to being either feeling acceptance. Can I be happy? Can I be balanced? Can I still feel good with a physical ailment? That's a question. Can you still feel good when things are not happening the way, quote unquote, maybe you wanted it to happen? Is it still possible? What I discovered this year, I told you about the latest book I was reading, Power versus Force by Dr. Hawkins. What I discovered this year about me, because it's a work that I always got something to do, is that I was still attached to resisting. And see, again, I said it's a habit. It's automatic. Because there's something that happens, oh, I don't like it. It's an automatic resist. That's when you're unconscious. But when you practice being conscious, that when things happen and when you're jumping over the hurdles or there's a bump in the road or the challenge, when you're practicing when these happen, instead of reacting, there is a space. There is a moment. There are moments before you react. And guess what? Instead of just reacting, you are consciously reacting. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. Like if you reflex, you hit yourself on your knee and boom, your leg goes up. But this time, you hit yourself on the knee and you think about it and you say, do I want my leg to go up? There's a big difference. And it's up to all of us to practice. Well, it's not up to us. I mean, if you want to feel better, if you want to experience more happiness, if you want to experience more peace, let me say that. It's really about a peace in mind, a peaceful mind. When you really want to experience more of that, you will practice. You will practice eliminating all of your expectations. All expectations subtract from happiness. You will practice not judging self, not judging others. You will practice not having any preferences. And you'll also practice staying out of everybody else's business. If there's a name in your sentence other than yours, if your name is Betty and you're talking about John or Joe or Sheila or Jerry, why come I can't think of any other ladies' names or Marcia or Bobby or I can't think of any names. Because I'm not in anybody's business. Whenever you have anybody else's name, anybody else in your thoughts, unless you're sending them loving energy, oh, and I love them, and oh, what a wonderful person, unless that's it, Got too many people in the equation. There's only one person in that equation, and that's you and the universe. And anytime you add to the soup, just get ready. Just get ready. Because the peace, then now you're not going to have control because you've added other people to your mix. Bottom line is this: stay out of everybody else's business. Don't notice what anybody else is doing. Noticing what anybody else is doing just means that, what does that mean when you're looking at somebody else and you're finding fault? What does that mean when you're looking at other people and you're finding something wrong with what they're doing? What does that mean? Not only what does that mean, why? Why? It's really rampant. Everybody's noticing what everybody else is doing, and they're making comments about it. Now, that's okay to do, but don't expect to feel good while you're doing it, okay? Don't expect to feel balanced and peaceful while you're doing that. You can do it, but know that it's subtracting from your happiness. This life is really, it's more simple than complicated. And if I had been taught what I learned, what I've just learned in the last 20 years, what if I had been taught this at an early age, that life is all about the experience. Life is an experience without judgments. What? Life is just an experience. Going to the ER is just an experience. Losing 40 pounds is just an experience. It's not good. It's not bad. Back spasms. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just back spasms. Life is the experience, my dear audience, and nothing more. Now, if you look out into the world, everybody's labeling this is good, this is bad, this is great, this is not great. Either you're part of the masses, which is 98%, or you're part of the conscious movement, and you're not responding, and you're not acting, and you're not speaking, and you're not involved with anything else, anything that the masses are doing. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that you can't have a cause, you can't work for a cause? What that means is be in the world, but detached from everything that's in the world. Huh? I just said huh for myself. I didn't even hear what I just said. Being in the world, but you're not attached to what everybody else is attached to. What is that? I'll give you some examples. Numbers. You know, this latest, the social media, you got to have numbers. Twitter followers, I have 10 Twitter followers. Well, I've got 10 million Twitter followers. It's really a numbers game. How many people listen to the show? I don't know, 10 people or 10 million people. But see, that numbers thing, the numbers attached to numbers. I remember when I first started the show, I've said this on the air. Forgive me, audience, if you've heard it before, but it's true. When I first started the radio show, I remember looking at the stats and, oh, God, only 8 people are listening, and, oh, God, only 10 people are listening, and only 20 people are listening. Oh, the universe, nobody's listening. And the universe hit me with, we're listening. Isn't that enough? Just because everybody is doing it, and just because everybody else thinks something is important, like numbers or titles or an election or global warming, I'm just not throwing out causes. Whatever you think is important, is really going to dictate your life and how you're going to feel. I think me being conscious, having that gift, first of all, is very exhausting. Having that gift and practice, we all have the gift, but practicing what I'm saying, how I'm saying it, when I say it, when I decide not to say. I mean, there's so many times when I write something out and take it back and write something, I'm going to send it, text something, take it back. Why? Because I ask myself this question, whatever I text, am I causing peace? Is this text going to, is the text creating more peace, or is the text creating drama? See, every moment, you have a decision to make. You have a decision. It has nothing to do with what anybody else is doing or anybody else is saying. And the last thing I want to say about this acceptance versus resistance is really, I'd like you to think about. I'm trying to put it into words. Okay. What I'd like you to think about is really what's important. What do you think is the most important? How do you want to feel on your deathbed? If you've ever now haven't thought about it, what do you want to feel? How do you want to look back at your life? Now, I used to think that my accomplishments would be what I would want to think about or what I would dwell on the end of my life. But it's not accomplishments. It's not anything outside. It's really about the journey and how am I feeling when I have my challenges. See, I don't know anybody when the sun is shining. Everybody can smile and everybody can be happy and everybody can get along kumbaya when the sun is shining. Who are you when it's raining? Who are you when the sun isn't out, when you're challenged? I'll tell you this. Before I really was serious about practicing the techniques, practicing these skills, practicing eliminating expectations, comparing, blaming somebody else for how I feel. Oh, that's a big one. Oh, you didn't call me. You hurt my feelings. You're so inconsiderate. Oh, you don't know how many times I've called people inconsiderate in my life. It's just horrible. Well, it used to be. You're inconsiderate. You didn't call me. I was talking to somebody the other day, and she says, you know, when I say I'm going to do something, when I say, when I make a promise, I follow through. And what does that mean? That means that they think that's the way everybody should be. And everybody's just not like that. Acceptance of other people and their differences, especially they're different. I mean, it's easy to accept somebody that we have a lot of things in common. What about accepting when you don't? And so that point was brought up. Well, if I make a promise, then that is the highest elevation. Well, quite frankly, there are a lot of people in this world that can make a promise and then maybe they change their mind, or maybe they made a promise and maybe they're not inspired to do that anymore. And they call it being wishy-washy. And quite frankly, I used to look down on those wishy-washy people, throw them in the same boat with the prisoners. And wishy-washy. And guess what, my dear audience? Guess what? Wishy-washy is good. What does that mean? That just means that you're not inspired to say what you said 5 months ago. Doesn't that make sense? I made a promise 3 months ago, and now on that day, I just don't feel inspired. Now, if somebody said that to me, total acceptance. But the masses, the majority, are going to be bothered. It's going to bother them if you make a promise and you don't keep it. Ah, you're a promise breaker or flaky or... But there really are people, and I say this about my artistic people. I'm not as artsy as a lot of people. I mean, there are some artistic people. When I say it, you know, either music or art or dance, they are out there. Those people don't have watches, and they're not looking at the watch every 2 minutes. They're just not. They're too creative. They're artsy. They're artistic. They're artistic people. Artistic people have different views of the world, different views of their day. Wanting other people or thinking that other people need to be like me or like you because that's a great trait. You can always count on me. Well, sometimes it's a great trait, and sometimes it's a great, and there are other great traits. What about not being, listen, you can count on not counting on somebody. That's good to know. I can count on not counting on them, right? I was speaking about acceptance and resistance. So this week, your homework assignment is, just to pay attention. One of the things this homework is, listen, you know when I give you homework, you can either do it or you don't. I am not going to sit up here, well, I'm going to give you an A+ anyway. Whether you do your homework or not, I'm giving you an A+. But it's about either doing it or not. But this week, acceptance or resistance, I just want you to notice. I just want you to notice, you know, throughout your day, what is happening? Are you resisting? Now, resistance feels different than acceptance. Resistance either usually follows impatience. You already know. Anger, annoyance, blame. That's resistance too. Blaming somebody else. So this week, just pay attention. Am I resisting? Am I accepting? And you know what? You could even have a little piece of paper and just kind of do a little, you know, a check mark. Just two sides: acceptance, resisting. And really, don't say that you're accepting. You can say whatever you want, but the resistance is really the key. So when you get whatever news that you get this week, or you hear something that maybe you wouldn't have chosen, just breathe through it for a couple minutes. You breathe through it. Practice not reacting instantly. Practice just a little bit of a space, a teeny space, and then consciously either react or speak or think, or shift your energy. The practice, everyone. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. You know, Reality Spirituality, we're playing with a new time on Sunday, so just bear with me. Sometimes the show might be earlier, sometimes it might be later. I'm still trying to figure it out. But my website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. My email is info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Please, I love your questions. You know, your questions, I always integrate them into the show. And follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. Reality Spirituality is on Facebook. You can go to Reality Spirituality's Facebook page and like the page if you feel the notion, if you're inspired. And my book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is still on Amazon. And the second book, which is coming out this, I don't know if it's going to be published, but I'm definitely going to finish writing it this year. called Program for Unhappiness, and I haven't gotten the subtitle yet, but it is a programming. It is a learning. I mean, listen, doesn't that sound crazy? I learned how to be unhappy. I really did. Where did I learn how to be unhappy? In my home, in my house, my mother and father, when I went to school, when I watched TV, when I listened to the songs on the radio. Oh, he does. What is it? What was the one song I heard? It was I Would Die for You, I would catch a grenade for you. No, thank you. I'm not catching a great grenade for anybody. I mean, the songs, the movies. I was caught up in, oh, listen, I believed in happiness ever after. I thought I was going to, oh, the sun goes out. I'm riding into the sunset. But this life is about acceptance and about flowing and about discovering who you really are, who you are. And I'll tell you who you are, your consciousness. You are an example. You are the universe in a physical form. You are a physical version of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Be patient. Be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, Abraham, my favorite quote, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey, reality, spirituality. Thank you all so much for listening. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Talk to you again next week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Now, let's go.